My name is Chow Kiat, and I'm the Guinness World Record holder for the most spin and strike drum beats in 1 minute. My first world tour was with Angela Chang. I've also worked with Paul Wong from Beyond, JJ Lin, and Kwai So Monster from Wu Yue Tian. What was I like as a student? I wasn't particularly the studious type. I think my PSLE score was 159. Did my N-levels, didn't make it. So I did private O, and I didn't do well as well. So I got like 30 points. I was very lost, didn't know what I was going to do, but kept trying, and ultimately I found my purpose in life. Without drums or even music, I'm not sure where I would be today, actually. When I was around 9 years old, I saw the movie That Thing You Do, and the main character is a drummer. So that was the first time I was introduced to drums and drumming. To me, the sound of drums is very therapeutic. The timbre, the texture of the sound, the different frequencies, I was just naturally drawn to it. In secondary school, that's when I started to teach myself the drums. Drums was an escape for me because even though I might not be good at studies, I could go back to drums in the band room or in my practice room. So I chose to study music at LaSalle. When I was in LaSalle, I was doing gigs here and there, and that's where I thought, okay, this can actually be a career for me. And right after I graduated, I actually got my first high-profile gig with local singer-songwriter Corinne May. In 2012, I wanted to study at Musicians Institute because it was based in LA and they have taught some of the best musicians that you can find today. That's where I decided to apply for the Musicians Institute Fulbright Scholarship. When they announced that I was the winner, I was really, really happy. Looking back, all those disappointments and setbacks, me winning the Fulbright Scholarship felt like a redemption.
Hello everyone, my name is CK and I'm from Singapore.
I remember when I took the plane first time from Singapore to LA. I just started crying. I didn't have friends there. I didn't have any family members there. But I had to go if I really wanted to be a really good drummer. So no regrets, no regrets at all. I was really happy going to school and studying there, meeting all my friends there.
One, two, ready, go. One and two.
When I came back from the US, I started a drum school called Drum Tutor SG.
A little bit faster.
And then now we have grown to 5 centers and we have taught more than 1,000 students now. Seeing kids completely without drumming experience, playing their first beat or their first groove, that to me is very inspiring. I hope my students can experience the same level of joy that music and drums can bring to us. I want them to learn to not give up. I always tell my students to find a niche. Not everybody will make a career out of it, but at least you will get some fun out of it. It was in 2024 that I wanted to challenge myself and apply for the Guinness World Record. It was just purely out of fun, really. The spin and strike drum beats technique is actually what I'm known for in the music scene. So I could actually see myself trying to go for it. It took a lot of back and forth, so I had to send them videos of my technique. And finally, in May 2026, I was awarded the Guinness World Record for the most spin and strike drum beats in 1 minute. But I think now what I'm doing and achieving is probably more than what I could envision when I was young. As a kid, I thought success was just having good grades. But these days, I'm really happy in doing what I do and loving what I do. Drums and music saved my life.